This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, September 23rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our five biggest stories of the week, the Friday Five from Skywatch TV. Topic number five this week, of course, Russia and Ukraine. A lot of talk this week coming from various world capitals about what's happening in Ukraine and hints from Moscow that Russia is prepared to use tactical nuclear weapons to defend what it considers Russian territory, which, considering the ongoing referenda votes taking place in the breakaway regions of Ukraine right now, would include those regions of Russia-controlled Ukraine. Putin saying that he's not bluffing. His ally, Dmitry Medvedev, who stood in for Putin as president of Russia between 2008 and 2012, getting around, at the time, a constitutional limit on how long a Russian president could serve, vowed that after the referenda, Russia would be justified in using any Russian weapons to defend them. This would include strategic nuclear weapons. Now, amidst all of this, again, these breakaway regions of Russia-controlled Ukraine, eastern southern parts of the country, are voting to become integral parts of Russia. These votes began today, Friday, in Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia in the south of the country, southeast of the country. Again, once these votes, which will probably not be recognized except by Russia itself and maybe some Russian allies as legitimate, Russia claims that it would have the right to use any means necessary to defend them. Now, one interesting point raised in the United Nations by Serbia's president this week, quoting now from his speech, "We ask for a clear answer to the question I've been asking for years. What is the difference between the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine and the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Serbia, which was grossly violated?" Serbia's President Vukic pointing out that back in 1999, NATO, which is now arguing for the territorial integrity of Ukraine, bombed Serbia, then Yugoslavia, because of the breakaway region of Kosovo, which was recognized by NATO, the United States, as an independent nation in 2008, Russia, Serbia, still not recognizing those nations. The point being that when it serves NATO's purposes, when it serves the United States' purposes, territorial integrity doesn't really matter as much as individual sovereignty, you know, the sovereignty of oppressed peoples. But now the shoe's on the other foot, and territorial integrity is all that matters. Politics, it's going to get worse. Again, these issues and the way they're being resolved and escalating, just read, for someone who's read just a little bit of history, an awful lot like the march toward World War I more than a century ago. Topic number four, war with China. While this is going on, China's been making some very aggressive statements regarding its right to reintegrate Taiwan with the Chinese mainland. President Biden this week, in an interview with 60 Minutes, said that the U.S. would use military force to defend Taiwan, but saying that we still adhere to the one China policy. That's recognizing that China says Taiwan is part of China without actually endorsing that particular policy. It's a policy of strategic ambiguity. Keep them guessing so they don't really know where we stand. Well, here's the thing. In war game simulations run by a DC think tank back in August, it found that if the United States actually intervened in a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, it would likely prevent a complete takeover of the island, but it would do so at a very high cost for both sides. According to the report at Breaking Defense, an online site we look at for military news, in these simulations, the U.S. generally loses about 500 aircraft, 20 surface ships, and 2 aircraft carriers. Now, bear in mind, each of our aircraft carriers has about 5,000 souls on board. So we're talking a massive loss of life to our military, which would severely restrict impact, our ability to project force around the world. But that's just the strategic impact. Think about the human impact. Again, more than 10,000 lives lost to defend Taiwan. Is that worth the cost? And would we ultimately be able to prevail against the Chinese invasion without resorting to nuclear weapons? Topic number three, the economy. This week, the Federal Reserve Bank raised its interest rate, the rate charged member banks by 75 basis points. That's 0.75 percentage point. The stock market immediately dropped like a rock on Wednesday. That decline continued throughout the day Thursday with technology stocks leading the way. The Fed raising its rate, the federal funds rate, from a range of 3.0 to 3.25% to that new range, from the previous rate of 2.25 to 2.5%. Bank officials say they expect the rate to top out by about to top out at about 4.4% next year. Now, what does this really mean to us? I mean, you and I don't pay the federal funds rate. We don't borrow money from the Federal Reserve Bank. That's reserved for other bankers that are members of that banking system. We, according to a new study, estimates by the online site NerdWallet, NerdWallet found that on average, American households would have to lay out an extra $11,500 this year to maintain the standard of living we enjoyed in 2020, just 2 years ago. Analysts said that 2020 was the last full year during which inflation was relatively stable. That year, the inflation rate was running at about 1.23%. But as of August this year, inflation in the U.S. running at about 8.3%. That's the official rate. Again, as I make sure to mention every time I talk about the inflation rate, the real rate of inflation, calculated the way it was figured in the U.S. prior to 1980, is actually about twice that, closer to 17%. So, according to NerdWallet, in all of 2020, average households spent, on average, $61,300. That includes everything we spend our money on: housing, food, entertainment, clothing, transportation, everything else. In 2022, to maintain the same standard of living we had 2 years ago, $72,900, a difference of more than $11,500. This is economics. Money is a commodity like everything else. And when you increase the money supply through stimulus checks, each individual dollar is worth less. And this is what has been wrought by the Federal Reserve. And I would suggest that it's not by accident. This is all part of the hashtag Great Reset, kneecap the middle class to bring forth a global government. Topic number two, red heifers. Got to bring this up again this week. Five perfectly red heifers delivered to Ben-Gurion Airport last week. This is essential in the minds of, according to official Judaic law, Jewish law, for the ritual described in Numbers chapter 19, where if these five heifers, any one of them, is found to remain absolutely perfect, without blemish, never wore a yoke, by the time they reach the age of 2 years and 1 day, in other words, once they enter their third year of life, if they are still perfect, they would be sacrificed and burned to create the ash needed for the purification ritual. These cattle have been transported to Haifa. They'll be in quarantine for, they may just be out of quarantine by the time you see this, actually. This is according to regulations of the Israel Veterinary Authority. After that, they'll be sent to two separate locations in Israel, one of which will be open to the public eventually. They will be fed and cared for at these locations until they can be slaughtered. As you see, the rabbi inspecting the heifer using a magnifying glass. The heifers are not allowed to have more than, well, not even two white or black hairs on their body, which is a very difficult standard to meet. In the modern day, it's assumed that since they've not performed this ritual since the destruction of the Second Temple in the year 70 AD, that all Jews, including the Kohanim, who are dedicated for or designated for temple service, are ritually impure. Again, I say as Christians, we know this is not necessary. We don't need a third temple for our Messiah to return. We just bring this to you just to show how religious Jews, some religious Jews, see things and how close they believe the time is for the arrival of Messiah. Coming up, with everything else going on in the world, the turkeys are in rebellion. That's next on the Friday Five.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Kahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Kahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Kahn is back back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signal the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The Sign of the Gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this week on the Friday Five, the turkeys are in rebellion. This story from Massachusetts, where a gang of five, and this follows a story, another story, where a gang of turkeys in Canada had been harassing passers-by, this now happening in a suburb of Boston, where a group of five turkeys, making life very difficult for residents of a neighborhood. One woman on the block who usually has them in her yard is now being described as the turkey whisperer. Apparently, she can get them to calm down, but other neighbors describe some frightening encounters, one saying that he opened the door one morning to go up to work and found the turkey standing there at the front door, just waiting. They must sense that now that we are officially into autumn, that Thanksgiving is coming. Well, 8-year-old resident of the neighborhood has the solution. Dinner. Skywatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, and every time you donate and give to us, we like to send a thank you. And if you're in the U.S. or Canada, this is often one of our books, a book that we find very timely right now, given the division here in these United States. The book, When Once We Were a Nation, this is an anthology, a collection of essays by a number of us, published by Defender Publishing, yours truly included, Tom Horn, of course, Sharon K. Gilbert, many others, looking at various aspects of our country and why we are at odds with one another and where we go from here. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, during the month of September 2022, we'll send you a copy of this book for your gift of any amount. Essentially, you name the price. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or by calling us toll-free at 844-750-4985. Skywatch Films, host of the documentaries produced by the new documentary film division of Skywatch TV, hence the name Skywatch Films. You can access these in full HD, instant access, for as little as $3 per film. It's a great deal and a way to get some cutting-edge information on topics that can change the entire world as we know it. The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's documentary on the UFO phenomenon. Inhuman, the next and final phase of man is here, about the transhumanist movement, a sci-fi religion that believes that we can overcome death through technology. Those are just two of the films available right now at skywatchfilms.com. Again, instant access in full HD for as little as just $3. skywatchfilms.com. Sharon and I are looking forward to getting back to Israel next spring, and we invite you to join us on the Skywatch TV 2023 Tour of Israel, Search for the Travelers. That's a term used by the pagan Canaanites of the ancient world for the spirits of the Rephaim. In other words, demons. It's just the Canaanites had a different view of these spirits than the Jews did in the early Christian church. Canaanites believe if you sacrificed to them, they would help you. They passed this belief on to the Greeks and the Romans as hero worship, sacrificing to demigods like Heracles and Perseus and Theseus and so on. That's where the term hero worship comes from. Well, we'll teach and preach all along the way as we visit sites that other tours just will not. We'll see the sites that you want to see, of course, Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane. But our special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, will show through his research the actual historic locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus. And then we'll take you to some archaeological sites that you just wouldn't expect on a tour of Israel, like the Altar of Joshua. I mean, literally, the Altar of Joshua. Gilgal Rephaim, and the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan, all of those on the tour. You can see the itinerary. We have it posted online for your review, skywatchinisrael.com. Skywatchinisrael.com, also a place there to reserve your spot on the tour, and we hope we see you in the Holy Land in 2023. Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has a new book coming out. I mean, he's known for blockbuster books, but this one is liable to raise a firestorm. The book, Return of the Gods, argues that America is literally under the influence of ancient gods from the time of Jesus and the apostles. Well, we completely agree. We've been essentially making the case for that for the last 5 or 6 years. Jonathan is taking this message to a whole new audience, but he's also showing very specifically how that influence is manifesting in our society, and that's not going to go well with the media or Hollywood. Pray for Jonathan Kahn, because this message, this is basically lobbing a hand grenade into the public square in terms of our culture anyway. You can see the broadcasts. Don't miss these. These are jaw-dropping at skywatchtv.com/channels. That's where the schedule is anyway. You can also see the video right now at the website or on Roku or Apple TV. You get an early look at next week's program because we release them early on our through our private channels. If you've got the Skywatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV, you can watch that right now or download our free mobile app, and that brings all of our video content right to you. Also, important news updated 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. That whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire, phone or tablet, we've got the app that's right for your device, and links to the app stores posted at the website to make things easy. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.